William Dabney volunteers for the exciting-sounding Special Service. But all the training in the world cannot prepare him for the horror that is to come. June 1944. Southern England becomes a massive army camp of 3 million Allied troops. Over 1.5 million tons of equipment are shipped and flown from America. The goal is to retake Europe from the Germans. General Dwight D. Eisenhower takes command of the biggest amphibious military operation in history, codenamed Operation Overlord. To the world, the Normandy landings are simply known as D-Day. Every material factor of war is catered for. The medical corps alone stockpiles tens of thousands of tons of medical supplies. Bandages, morphine, surgical instruments, bedpans, oxygen tents, and x-ray machines. There are prosthetic limbs and even eyeballs in 5 sizes and 4 colors. By 1944, an American combatant could draw on 4 tons of supplies versus a Japanese combatant who had just 2 pounds.
No one had ever produced so much in such a short time. And this is what really shocked both the Japanese and the Germans.
Blood is so crucial, the U.S. develops a system of blood banks on an industrial scale. In the 6 months leading up to D-Day, Americans donate a pint of blood every 2 seconds. The blood is turned into plasma so it can be used on the battlefield. It is bottled, put in ice, and packed in cans. But all these supplies are useless without men prepared to die. D-Day is coming.